is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
Good afternoon. I am Samantha with your Power Half Hour, Saturday edition. This is the final chapter of the Tibetan Book of Dead, episode 146, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, your transformational journey.
This is what happened in the last chapter of the Tibetan Book of Dead, Lord of Death.
You feel extreme fear of them, and so you hide inside and take a body, however bad it may be, and will experience all kinds of suffering. That is a sign that demons and evil forces are obstructing you now, and at this time there is a profound instruction, so listen and understand.
Now let's get into the final of the Tibetan Book of Dead, Chapter 6, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
At this time of terror, When you are helplessly pursued by the Avengers, you should immediately visualize with your whole mind the blessed Supreme Haruka, or Hayagriva, or Vajrapani, or your Yidam if you have one, with a huge body and thick limbs standing in a terrifying attitude of wrath which crushes all evil forces into dust. Separated from the Avengers by his blessing and compassion, you will have the power to choose the entrance of a womb. This is the true profound secret of the instruction, so understand it. O child of noble family, the gods of meditation and so on are born through the power of samadhi. A large class of evil spirits, such as hungry ghosts and so on, have changed their attitude while in the bardo state. Then they are able to appear in various illusory forms of hungry ghosts and demons, and are transformed into that mental body itself. The hungry ghosts who dwell in the depths of the sea and the hungry ghosts who fly through space, and all the 80,000 classes of negative forces and so on, have taken on that mental body by changing their attitude. At this time, the best thing is to contemplate the great symbol of emptiness. But if you cannot do that, then take part in the play of illusion. If you cannot do that either, at least do not be attached to anything, but meditate on the Yidam, the Lord of Great Compassion, and you will become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the bardo state. O child of noble family, if you have to enter a womb in this way through force of karma, the instruction for choosing the entrance to a womb will now be taught. Listen. Do not go into whatever womb entrance appears. If the Avengers come and you cannot avoid entering, meditate on Hayagriva. Since you now possess subtle supernatural perception, you will know all the places in turn, so make a choice. There are two instructions, for transference to a pure Buddha realm and for choosing an impure samsaric womb entrance, so act in this way. Transference to the pure realm of space, of purified faculties, is directed like this. Ah, how sad it is that I still remain in this muddy swamp of samsara even now. After such a long time of countless ages without beginning or end, and while so many others have already become Buddhas, I have not been liberated. From this moment on, I feel sickened at this samsara. I dread it. I am worn out with it. Now it is time to get ready to escape. So I must bring about a spontaneous birth in a lotus flower at the feet of the Buddha Amitabha in the Western Blissful Realm. With this thought, concentrate intensely on the Blissful Realm in the West. It is vital to make this effort. Or else, if you direct intense concentration, one-pointedly and without distraction, toward whichever realm you wish, the pure realm, or complete joy, or the densely filled, or the realm of willow leaves, or the palm tree mountain, or the palace of lotus light in Urgyan, you will immediately be born in that realm. Or if you wish to go into the presence of Lord Maitreya, in the joyful realm, concentrate on this thought. At this moment in the bardo state, the time has come for me to go into the presence of the Dharma King Maitreya in the joyful realm, so I will go. And you will be born spontaneously in the heart of the lotus in the presence of Maitreya. Otherwise, if you cannot do this and wish to enter a womb, or find you have to enter one, there is an instruction for choosing an impure samsaric womb entrance, so listen. As before, look at the continent you are going to choose with supernatural perception, and enter a place where Dharma flourishes. If you are going to be spontaneously born in a filthy dung heap, you will perceive that fetid mass as sweet-smelling, and you will feel attracted to it and be born there. So whatever appears, do not trust it, but put an end to the signs of desire and hatred and choose a womb entrance. Again, it is very important to concentrate like this. I will be born as a universal emperor for the good of all sentient beings, or as a brahmana, like a great sala tree, or as the son of a siddha, or in a family of a pure lineage of dharma, or in a family where the father and mother have faith. And taking a body with merits which can benefit all sentient beings, I will do good. Concentrating on this thought, the womb should be entered. At this time, you should bless the womb you are entering as a palace of the gods, and supplicate the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, and the Yidams, especially the Lord of Great Compassion, and enter the womb with the longing of a request for transmission. It is possible to make a mistake in choosing the entrance of a womb like this, by seeing a good womb entrance as bad or a bad one as good, under the influence of karma. So now again, the essential point of the instruction is very important. So do this. Even if a womb entrance appears good, do not trust it. And even if it appears bad, do not feel dislike for it. The true, profound, essential secret is to enter into the supreme state of equilibrium in which there is no good or bad, acceptance or rejection, passion or aggression. But, except for the few who are experiencing this, it is hard to get rid of the disease of bad unconscious tendencies. So to prevent him taking refuge among sinners of the poorest capacities, lowest of the low, like beasts, if he cannot cut off passion and aggression in this way, one should call the dead person again by name and say these words. O child of noble family, if you do not know how to choose a womb entrance and cannot get rid of passion and aggression, whatever of the above experiences may arise, call on the name of the three jewels and take refuge in them. Supplicate the Lord of great compassion. Go on with your head held high. Give up attachment and yearning for the relatives and friends, sons and daughters you have left behind. They cannot help you. Enter now into the blue light of human beings or the white light of the gods. Enter the jeweled palaces and the pleasure gardens. This should be repeated up to 7 times. Then one should supplicate the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and read the Bardo prayer, which protects from fear. The main verses of the Bardo and deliverance from the dangerous pathway of the Bardo, up to 7 times. Then one should read the liberation through wearing, which spontaneously liberates the skandhas, and the daily practice, which spontaneously liberates the unconscious tendencies, clearly and distinctly. Thus, by acting rightly, yogins of the highest insight effect the ejection of consciousness in the Bardo for the moment before death, and do not have to wander in the Bardo state, but bypass it and attain liberation. Below them, a few experienced people recognize the luminosity of the Dharmata after the Bardo of the moment before death, and bypass and become Buddhas. Those below them are liberated in accordance with their karmic results at one time or another when the peaceful and wrathful projections appear in the Bardo of Dharmata during the following weeks. As there are many stages, they will recognize whichever is appropriate and attain liberation. But those whose good karmic results are weak and who have many veils of error and very bad karma must wander on down to the Bardo of becoming. But as there are many showings, like the steps of a ladder, they will recognize it one or another and be liberated. But if those whose good karmic results are very weak do not recognize during the above and are overpowered by fear, there is a series of instructions in turn for closing the womb entrance and for choosing a womb entrance. So they will recognize it one or another, and trusting the object of meditation, attain the highest state of boundless virtue. Even the lowest of the low, like beasts, are turned back from the lower realms by the virtue of taking refuge. They will attain a precious human body complete with all the freedoms and good opportunities, and in their next life meet a holy guru, a spiritual friend. So they will get instruction and be liberated. If this teaching is received during the Bardo of becoming, the instruction prolongs one's good karmic results, like putting a pipe into a broken water channel. It is impossible even for all great sinners not to be liberated when they hear this teaching. Why is this? Because during the Bardo, both the compassionate invitation of all the peaceful and wrathful Buddhas and deities and the invitation of the tempters and negative forces come together. So just by hearing the teaching at this time, their attitude is influenced and they attain liberation. Influence is easy because the mental body has no basis of flesh and blood. However far they have wandered in the Bardo state, they see and hear with subtle karmic supernatural perception, and they come. This is extremely helpful, for then they understand and their mind is instantaneously influenced. It is like the device of a catapult, or like a huge tree trunk which cannot be moved by 100 men, but when it is put in water can be taken wherever one wants in a moment. It is like controlling a horse with a bridle. Therefore, one should approach all who have died, and if the corpse is present, a friend should read this reminder again and again until blood and pus come out of the nostrils. Meanwhile, the corpse should remain undisturbed. The observances for this are: animals should not be sacrificed for dedication to the dead person. In the presence of the corpse, friends and relations should not weep and mourn and make noise, which may be done elsewhere. And as many acts of virtue as possible should be done, As well as this teaching of the great liberation through hearing, it is very good if any of the other teachings joined to the end of this instruction are also read. One should read this continually and learn the word meanings and terms by heart. Then when death is certain and the signs of death have been recognized, if one's condition allows, one should read it aloud oneself and contemplate it. And if one is not able to do that, it should be given to a Dharma brother or sister to read. For this reminder will certainly liberate. There is no doubt. This teaching does not need any practice. It is a profound instruction which liberates just by being seen and heard and read. This profound instruction leads great sinners on the secret path. If one does not forget its words and terms even when being chased by 7 dogs, the instruction liberates in the bardo of the moment before death. Even if the Buddhas of the past, present, and future were to search, they would not find a better teaching than this. The bardo instruction which liberates human beings, the profound, innermost essence, the great liberation through hearing. This treasure was discovered by the Siddha Karmalingpa in the mountain of Gampo Dar. May it benefit the Dharma and all sentient beings. Sarva Mangalam.
This is the end of Chapter 6, the Tibetan Book of Dead. We hope you have enjoyed our programming. Give us a like. Until our next episode on Monday's Morning Gratitude, right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.